Boker Tov. Today is Yom Chamishi Shabbat, Tedzayin Be'av. The Shir and the Breakfast, Leonu Nishmat. Malkavet Minamin. Vesavet Minamin. Thank you. Appreciate it. Tov. So, we are continuing with the Tomel Devorah in Midat HaChokhmah. V'ine El HaChokhmah Shene Panim. Yesterday we spoke about how a person has to be mashpia, how a person has to give forth from his own chokhmah and from his own expertise to help others. And says the Ramak, if we understand, if we start analyzing the chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are two faces, there are two facets to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chokhmah. Hapana Elyon, Hapone El HaKeter, Ve'en Otam HaPanim Mistakelim Lemata, Ela Mekablim Milma'ala. The upper face, kavyachol, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chokhmah looks upward towards the Keter, since it's under it. It looks up, it doesn't look down. Hapana sheni atachton, hapone lemata leashgiach basfirot, shimitpashetet v'chokhmata alehim. Which means what? That there's a lower facet of Chokhmah that looks down towards the other midot. Remember, the Keter is the highermost of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the highest sfira. Then under that is the Chokhmah, and the Chokhmah has two parts. A part that looks up to the Keter to only get from the Keter. And then there's the part that looks down to be mashpia, all of the shefa that it got from the Keter, on the rest of the Sefirot, Chesed, Gura, Tiferet, v'chule. So now he says, what do we learn from that? Kach yad in ha'adam shne panim. A person also has to have kavyachol. In English, it doesn't sound too good. Two faces. To be two-faced is not a good thing. Aval, with regards to chokhmah, I don't buy. Anyway, why? Torah tzach yeshiva. So he says, "Apan rishon hu itbodeduto bekono kedei leosif bechokhmato ultakena." On the one hand, a person has to always work on connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah, learning and learning and learning. Hasheni lelamed bnei adam meota chokhmah shehaKadosh Baruch Hu yishpi alav. To teach other people from the chokhmah of the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showered upon him. Which means that one without the other doesn't work. If a person is constantly using his time only to learn by himself and is not mashpiyat to others, no good. If a person's constantly using his time to be mashpiyat, to teach others, also no good. Why? He has to grow himself. A person can't constantly, if he's teaching and not learning by himself, Echigdal, how is he supposed to grow? It has to be a combination of both. His own time to grow on his own, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu looking upwards, and time to be mashpia downwards towards other people. And he says, Uchmo she'achokhma mashpa'at el kol sfira o sfira kefi she'ura v'tzorka kach yashpia b'chol adam kefi she'ur sikhlo asher yuchal se'et v'anna'ot elav l'tzorko. וישמר מלתת יותר משיעור שכל המושפע שלא תימשך ממנה תקלה, שכן הספירה העליונה אינה מוספת על השיעור המוגבל במקבל. Which means he says something very interesting here. Just like the chokhmah is משפיע to the midot under it, חסד, גבורה, תפארת, נצח הוד יסוד מלכות, it only gives off the amount of שפה that that midah needs. Doesn't overdo it. Doesn't overload onto that thing. So too, when a person teaches other people, sometimes, yeah, you have talmidim. A Rebbe who comes in could be has tremendous amounts of chokhmah, but you have to know who you're talking to. Can you imagine? You come in, yeah, you have a Harvard professor for I don't know what, and you bring him to preschool. Okay, and the kids are there. They think they're going to hear Parashat HaShavua. This Harvard guy comes and he starts, and he starts getting into, you know, molecular this and then. Lom vin klom. The point is, you can have the same thing. You can have a person who comes in to teach Torah, the Talmidim, that are not ready for it. And what does he do? He starts hammering in concepts that they don't understand, whatever. When you do that to a Talmid, what can happen? He gives up. He says, this Torah, I'm never going to understand it. Forget it. He gives up. Informational overload. No good. Ela, what does a person have to do? This is not a matter of show off. You don't have to show off your chokhmah. you have to speak to the Talmidim בצורה נאותה להם, which means the way that is good for them. You know who is expert at this? מרן זכרונו לברכה. מרן חכם עובדיה יוסף זכר צדיק וקדוש לברכה, where he spoke to many, many, many different audiences. And, you know, in general, when you have a genius, it's very hard for a genius to tone himself down. You know what I'm saying? Genius is a genius, מה יעשה? But he had this gift that when he spoke to Talmidei Chachamim, he spoke to them one way. He spoke to regular folks, regular, you know, working people, Amei Haaretzot and stuff like that. He changed modes, toned it down.
But everybody has his own personality, so you can adjust your...
It's not a matter of it's personality also, but it's more a matter of level. You have to adjust the level to who you're speaking to. You cannot, because, and also, you can't, you know, the other way works too. If you have an audience that is on a high level, you can't come to Avrechim and tell them, okay, let's talk about, you know, Sipure Savta. It's not gonna, you have to challenge them. You have to make them, you know, you have to challenge them. You have to kind of stimulate their brain. That's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochmah Yishtabach Shemo. Look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochmah. It doesn't overload the Midah. Whatever the Chesed needs, the Chochmah gives to Chesed. Gvura needs, it gives everything Lefi HaMidah. Can you imagine, right, people... Yes, there are minhagim like this. There's a minhag, especially by Sfaradim. When you fill up the kosher kiddush, for kiddush ve'avdala, there's a minhag for it to spill over a little bit. Okay? Yes, there's a minhag. There's a gemara. The gemara tells us, kol bayit shelo nishpach yayin kamayim eno ro'eh siman beracha, which means that for wine to spill over in the house is a good thing. So based on that, the Ramah brings down, you're supposed to overflow a little bit the Koshel Abdallah. Some learn from there, the Koshel Kiddush, fine, Minhag Yisrael. Some people, you know what they do? Oh, right? They overdo it, flying all over the place. Yeah, he wants extra bracha. You remember, you have one cup, you want to spill it over, it has a plate over there, you spill it over a little bit, Beseder, you did the Minhag. But afterwards, the Kvar Bal Tashchit. You know, too much, you only have one cup. Huh? Yeah, they spill it over, they spill it. That's why by a wedding, you know, by a wedding, you'll never see red wine. Always by a wedding, you'll see only white wine. Why? Because of the dress. You mess with the college dress, you toast. You get one, huh? Oh, ah, the Schwieger's over there. The Mother Zanjum, yeah? Amaltito? Huh? Yeah. So, Aval, Mikon Makom, sometimes you see the wine by the wedding spills here, spills there. Of course, whenever you have a receptacle, you can only fill it based on its, you know, how big it is. You can't fill it more than it is. The same thing with every person. You can't try. Remember, Rabbi Akiva, who only started learning Torah at the age of 40, wasn't made in a day. It took him 12 years to get to where he was. 24 years, actually, altogether. Aval mikol makom, you know, anytime chacham, it's not an overnight thing. Can you imagine? Okay, sit down here. I'm going to make you a... Talmid Chacham overnight. Okay, sit, listen. Ready? Here's a crash course in Torah, but he thinks it's like Kikayon de Yonah, like the Kikayon, right? Yonah had a plant. It grew overnight, and it died the next morning. You think you're going to sit a guy? Okay, listen, ready? Okay, here we go. The guy's going to blow up. It doesn't work like that. Le'at, 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 le'at. Matun, matun, shaveh, arba me'od zuz. Says it's very important. That's the way a person. It's not only in Chokhmat Torah. It's anything in life. Don't overload people. Be cognizant of their. You know, everybody has different capabilities. Everybody has different limitations.
But also, do you know even Aleph Bet when he starts?
Age 40.
Age 40, didn't know anything.
Nothing. Amaretz. Yeah. Aval. You know, it took him to get to where he was. It took him 24 years. 24 years. You know, slowly but surely. Slowly. Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishlei. Kovetz Aliyad Yerbe. When a person, little by little, you learn a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit more every single day, every day, that's how you become a Talmid Chacham. I'll end off with one more thing. Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishle, says, Lev Chacham Limino, Velev Kesil Lismolo. The heart of the wise man is to his right, and the heart of the fool is to his left. You know, Aliyah, you put your hand on your chest. Where's your heart? I mean, middle, but towards the left. What does that mean? Yeah. We're all kesilim, aval ma pshat b'ze. I want you to a very nice pshat from the Rishon LeZion, Agaon Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef. He said, "B'shem Rav Aviv, Manan Zichrono Livracha, He said allegorically, you know, Sfarim, Sfri Kodesh, are written from right to left. Like in Lashon HaKodesh, it's right to left. So you open a Sefer, yeah? You open to the first page, yeah? So a Chacham, how does he look at a Sefer? He learned one page. His eyes are always on the right pile, on the right side. He looks over here, Ma'asiti, I didn't learn anything. So he says, you know what? I'll do another page. He keeps looking after he did the other page, still nothing. He keeps going, another page, another page, another page, until he finishes the Sefer, because his eyes are always on the right. Kesil, a fool, what does he do? As soon as he opens the Sefer, wow, he looks at the left. Look at this, I can never do it. Forget it, close the book, shalom. Nishar Kesil, stays a fool. That's Lev Chacham Limino, Lev Kesil Lishmono. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen V'Amen. Have a wonderful day. Rabbi Hananel Kasha Omer.